From VOA Learning English, this is the Agriculture Report. Rivers in northwestern Bangladesh rise sharply during the rainy season, causing months of flooding on farms and villages. This hurts the rural poor who depend on agriculture to survive. When the floods cover their lands, they cannot grow crops or raise animals. But local farmers may have found a way to deal with the seasonal weather. Some are building small farms that float on top of the floodwaters. Hafiza Khatun is gathering eggs from the ducks that live in what is called a coop on her floating farm. The farm is made of bamboo plants and empty oil containers or drums. It is attached to the bank of a river near the village of Charbungara. Women also raise fish and vegetables on the floating farm. 25-year-old Hafiza Khatun could not earn money during the rainy season before she had her floating farm. Ms. Khatun has two small children. She does not have any education. Her husband is an agricultural worker. But he does not work when monsoon rains fall from July to October. During that time, the Garmani River rises at least 3 meters. 3 years ago, a Bangladeshi nonprofit organization called Shitala Swanivas Sangsa brought small floating farms to the village. The farms are 17 meters long and almost 5 meters wide. They are made of both recycled and local materials. Long bamboo rails create places to raise fish in nets. Vegetables such as gourds and beans are grown in plastic containers filled with soil. Shitala pays the cost of making the farm. For Ms. Khatun and other villagers, life is difficult during the flood season. Ms. Khatun says when the water comes, her house goes underwater. There is no place to go, no place to stay, she says. There is water everywhere. But now she can grow food on the floating farm and earn money from selling some of it. 5 to 10 women work on one farm. Depending on the size of the farm, together they can earn about $1,700 a year. That amount of money can buy a lot of food in rural Bangladesh. Ms. Khatun also rented land with the money she earned. She grows sugarcane on the land. Her family is saving money in a bank for the first time. Mohammed Rezwan started Shitala Swanivas Sangsa in 1998 to create schools on boats. The school boats let poor children continue their education even when floodwaters block the roads they use to get to their school. 4 years ago, he created floating farms so people can still earn money and feed themselves during flood season. Bangladesh is close to sea level, which means it is greatly affected by climate change that causes flooding and rising sea waters. The difficulties of making money in the rainy seasons often lead rural people to move to cities in Bangladesh. Most cities are very crowded. Bangladesh is one of the world's most densely populated countries. There are 156 million people in an area that measures 144,000 square kilometers. That is about half as many people who live in the United States. But that country measures about 9.9 million square kilometers. Mr. Rezwan says there is great demand for answers for areas affected by climate change.
Bangladesh is in the front line of climate change. We have hundreds of rivers in the country. So this project has big potential to be scaled up within the country and also in other developing countries, particularly the countries that would be affected by the climate change.
Sheeta Lai has created 40 floating farms that help about 300 women and their families. Mr. Rezwan wants to create 400 more farms in the next few years. He believes the floating farm idea can be used in other developing countries.
We hope that the idea of on-water integrated farming will be replicated in other settings because it helps people to adapt to the changing climate. It creates jobs. It ensures food security and helping the whole family to adapt to the climate change.
School boats are being used in several other countries, including the Philippines, Cambodia, Vietnam, Nigeria, and Zambia. The group's floating schools have helped more than 70,000 children in northwest Bangladesh go to classes since 2002. And that's the VOA Learning English Agriculture Report. For more agriculture and environment stories, go to our website, learningenglish.voanews.com. I'm Marcia James. And now, words in this story. Coop, noun, a cage or small building in which chickens or other small animals are kept. Recycle, verb, to make something new from something that has been used before. Rural, adjective, of or relating to the country and the people who live there instead of the city. Densely, adverb, crowded with people. Replicate, verb, to repeat or copy something exactly. Now it's your turn to use these words in this story. In the comments section, write a sentence using one of these words and we will provide feedback on your use of vocabulary and grammar.